nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. I could see he wasn't a large man. I could tell he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3", and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages, for he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness. It came from the need of a friend. And although he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he could work through the winter, 30 a month and his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble, the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on the man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him. He said that I'd better go find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you get. Cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short barrel Fat 44. I could tell he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say mister my friend, or maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as a big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped, and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lip, nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning, the Fat 44 was the same. 44 spoke, and it sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt, the bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood for a moment, holstered the Fat 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one day made the difference in signs. As for me, I remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say, it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.